Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go. Go, go, go.
Shining brightly. And no, that is not Heavy as Fudge, as the first track. It comes back to, it's just Heavy, right? So there's nothing wrong with Heavy. And that was a rather good band called Scalp Hunter from Perth, with Panic from an LP called Am I Dead? And yeah, certainly takes the top of your head off.
Here I'm almost floored. those words coming from you.
Always good to keep it not normal. And that's not normal. That's weather day from Sweden. Don't know anything about weather day. I think it's one person. Well, it could be. I don't know. It's a track called Come In. Came out in 2019, so a long time ago, right? But you've probably got everything that weather day you've ever done, because you're great.
I'm challenging you tonight to plant a $1,000 seed. Now, you say, well, I don't have the cash. Put on your credit card. That's what the Holy Spirit told her. And watch what God does.
There are people that it's conducive to their ability right now to give $1,000.
Or $10,000.
Give us $20, $25, whatever God lays on your heart. We have different fish today, man. There's another different fish. And also, we have another fish to praise God. And we're giving you these fishes for
the best of the land. And when I said that then, I saw a new car for someone. Someone you've never had a new car. There is faith right now for a new car. If you'll see today for that new car, the loan will go through. You will get that car. You will get that car.
Late nights watching the TV, flicking through the channels. One of them grips me. A preacher man selling souls with his hands. Well, it's clear that you don't have faith to understand your business to succeed. From the Lord selling an invention, or a package costing $50 to buy him your ascension. Come on, Father, sow your seed. Money talks to me. Come on, Father, sow your seed. Money talks to me.
Now that is impressive. You're gonna get a car, and you don't even have to pay for it. But then the other guy, the guy before that got a loan on his car. But Bob forgot to pray for a low interest rate. He could have just created one of those 12-year payout cars.
I am the embodiment of all rage and jealousy. I am the embodiment of all rage and jealousy. Oh, come on, Father, come and take a bath with me. With all that money that you collected from me. Well, I am the embodiment of all rage and jealousy. And I am the embodiment of all rage and jealousy. Oh, but Father, money talks to me. But oh, Father, money talks to me. Come on, Father, so y'all see. Money talks to me. Come on, Father, so y'all see. Money talks to me.
This is Seventh-day Adventist minister John Osborne of Eustis, Florida, who, if you remember from 2 weeks ago, he wanted people to send guns to him, firearms for Christ. Now watch this.
Money talks to me.
Hallen. I've never heard of them. I mean, it's awful. I should have done them again ages, apparently. I think they're from Portsmouth. Never heard them. Hallen. Hallan. I mean, yeah, okay, you probably all know it. But flipping heck, and there's some great stuff. I've got some more tracks lined up for next week. But also, wouldn't it be great if it was true that, where you just go, you know, God, I could really do with 10 grand, right? And you wake up in the morning and there's 10 grand on your floor. But then you'd worry that, it might be fake or the numbers will match somebody. Where did it come from? I mean, somebody might have been stolen off somebody, some old lady. So, I don't know, you cannot petition the Lord with prayer. Well, you can if you want. That's Dancing Plague from Italy with Suffer the Senses from an LP called Elogium. And like I've got Heavy as Fudge, I could have like loads of sections, couldn't I, where it goes all echoey. And I could have Goth. And I could have Cover Version of the Week. And so it's just endless little sections and ends up like Stewpot, or something like that. It'd be just like the olden days when disc jockeys were rubbish. So I probably won't do that.
Yellow.
Bananas. That was DJ Bellani with Bella. Is it Bella? Yeah. And that's, I've played loads of stuff from, what they called? Sahel Sounds Records, based in Portland. They're the crackers that do the Saharan cell phone music. And they just sort of stop people and over in the Sahara and download music off their cell phones. Well, that's what it implies that they do. Whether they do or not, I don't care, because there's some great world music. And we used to have to rely on for world music on Nick Kershaw, with his sleeves pushed up. Or was it his brother Jack? Anyway, what am I on about?
Yeah. position. They'll think you're competition. I was never competition. I was just hot.
About time you played something from flipping England, Mr. Shint. It's all from Portland and, yeah, Sweden and stuff. Well, that was Dream Wife from London, so up yours. With the rather good Hot, and in brackets, Don't Date a Musician, from Social Lubrication. So, you know where to find it. I'm not going to even bother saying it anymore. Anyway, how you doing? Like I said, it's sunny here at the moment, which is rather nice. And I've got a cloudy vintage Henry Weston's, which is it's nice, but it's not as good as the old normal vintage. It's only 7.3% as well. It's like cooking cider. TV Geth from Newcastle. Well, actually, I didn't. I'd never flipping heard of them. And it's awful, really. That's the second band on today's show that I haven't heard of. And I could lie and just go, TV Death. But I didn't. I listened to that, which is Village Mentality off their EP The God, The One and The Devil. And it's brilliant. And all the other tracks are brilliant as well. So I thought, I'll see what they're like on the YouTube, because often you go look at a band and you think, yeah, they're good for radio. But they're not. TV Death look brilliant. They all look like they should be in a band, and which is convenient because they are. So I don't know. I really think I know my stuff about music, but I don't. I know absolutely zilch. So sorry, TV Death. I will be playing more by you. Jolly good friends turning black like lizards with a song called Song 1, right, as opposed to Song 2 or anything other number you care to mention. Anyway, what was I going to say? It's nice and sunny here, and it just makes all the difference, doesn't it? Bloody winter, I can't bear it. Anyway, that's not really very interesting. What have I been up to? Cut the lawn again, that's really exciting, isn't it? And Mrs. Shen's out buying some plants to pot and put around the house. That'd be lovely. Anyway, you don't care, but you might like this.
Go, 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 go Santa Claus.
Another newie from Dave Del Monte and the Cross County Boys, Surfing Crow. And I don't really know how me and Dave Del Monte ever got in touch with each other, but every now and again, I was over in America somewhere, I can't even remember where, but every now and again he sends me a single, goes, "Hi Shen, thanks for playing our music." And, I feel obliged to play it. I mean, it's good anyway, but, hey, big up to Dave Del Monte, and hope it's going all right. Yes.
Mr. Shend.
Cool. We did.
On the radio.
In the morning.
FM.
Cool. I got lost in the light of the world in a heavy psychedelic toilet. I dove so deep for a single pearl in a heavy psychedelic toilet. The face of God is a three-eyed girl in a heavy psychedelic toilet. She pulls me down as the water swirls in a heavy psychedelic toilet.
Thank you.
Not really sure why I played that, actually, but anything that's heavy psychedelic toilet, it might be a psyche-wikey corner. See, that's another section we could have, you know, heavy as fudge. Anyway, that was Anton Barbo from Berlin, who does tons of stuff, to be honest, and lives next to a canal. So there you go. He does tons of stuff. And lots of cover versions, so you could be in, you know, cover of the week section as well. God, blimey. Anyway, let's go to Redditch and find out what Hazel's got for us.
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here. And this is my tune of the week. Enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Yes, and you're a fan of Damien Hirst as well. Not the Damien Hirst, the artist who cuts cows in half, but Hirst as in the car you drive, right? Who've played before on here, and he's flipping great. He's American, and that's a new track called Basket Case, which is off an LP called Psalms DR84, and just come out, always coming out soon. Anyway, it's flipping great. So thanks, Hazel, as always.
Heavy as fudge.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a rage, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. Children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age.
She came in one night with a drunk. She didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." Shot her dead in the bathtub. Fine way to end married life.
Ministry are certainly heavy as fudge, aren't they? Took a bit of time to get going, but Warp City, that was, from Rantology. So, yeah, I've got to get some more heavy as fudge stuff ready, because I wade through all the stuff I've got, and most of it is like, just like heavy rock. Which isn't really the same, is it? Anyway, what do you think of this one, ladies and gentlemen?
Lose control!
that's not very roughy-tufty, Mr. Shent. Are you slipping? No, I just thought it was a lovely voice, actually. It's a band called Maid of Vale, all one word, with faces. Where is life in brackets? And they're from flipping Sweden again. Good grief. But anyway, you know that I've said on a good few occasions that if I see a band that's got a good band name, then I'm quite tempted to give it a spin. Well, when I came across a band called Unicorn Fart Sugar, what was I supposed to do? I'm sure you want to hear Unicorn Fart Sugar. You are just about to. Unicorn Fart Sugar are rather darn good, and it's an EP, and you can find that on the Noise Merchant Records, who are a rather good label as well. And Unicorn Fart Sugar is basically a youngster, Eliza, and her dad. And her dad's he's in Domestics and loads of other bands that you all know. released that, and it's very good, actually. It's an EP called Snack of Plates, and that track was Lovely Glittery Unicorn Smile. Yeah, it's brightened me day, that has. We'll be right back. That's the marvellous Pram. With Thistledown and Pram are currently on a sort of short European tour. Only a few dates, I think, but they've got the fabulous Fliss Kitson playing drums. Yeah, how lucky are they? And in fact, I only ever heard of Pram because of thanks to Fliss when she told me about them last year. And yeah, another gap in my education. So anyway, one more down the pub.
Hey, how do you like my new giggles? You mean goggles? No. That's what someone does for a sore throat. Goggles with mouthwash.
No, you mean gargle.
No, that's what the water in the tub does. It gargles down the drain.
Oh, no, you mean gurgles.
No, gurgles are what we wear to look thinner. Frankly, my gurgle is killing me.
Oh, you mean girdle.
No, a girdle is a thing you cook flapjacks on and girdle cakes.
Oh, you mean griddle.
No. Dodo, a griddle is a funny, funny, tricky question like what has four eyes and sings through its nose. I know a lot of griddles.
Now you mean riddles.
No, that's what a worm does. It riddles off the hook.
Oh, you mean wriggle.
No, that's when you act silly and can't stop laughing. You know, you have the wriggles.
No, you have the giggles.
Oh, come on. Giggles are things you wear over your eyes, like ski giggles.
You mean goggles.
That's what I said. How do you like my new goggles?
I forget.
Yeah, flipping irritating and annoying was that. Once a kid, always a kid, eh, Jensen? You're not funny and you're not clever. But anyway, yeah, great show apart from that. And I enjoyed it. And you'll spread it amongst your friends like a bad disease. Anyway, I'll see you next week, barring incident. Bye.